现在我们要谈到第三篇的讲章啊，跟全书这个第一章的第三篇讲章。
Now we will go into the third section.
活泼的信心。
And that is the living faith.
活泼心就有生命的信心。
Living faith is faith that is alive.
这个记在六节到八节。
It's recorded in verse 6 to 8.
听了前书一章第六节。
First Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 6 to 8.
并且你们在大难诸中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐，领受真道，就效法我们，也效法了主。这个地方谈到了提到教会的信徒在大难中也有喜乐。
Here it says that the members in Thessalonica had joy in their tribulation.
没有信主的一到苦难就心里很忧伤痛苦。
One who does not believe in God, when they encounter tribulation, their heart is full of sorrow.
但当时的提到教会的信徒虽然遇到了逼迫，可是在这样的大难中还有喜乐。
But for the members in Thessalonica, that even though they encountered tribulation, but they still retained their joy.
这个喜乐是因为领受真道而喜乐。
And they have this joy because they have received the word.
这里谈到了第六节谈到了蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐啊，他们领受真道，所以有喜乐啊，蒙圣灵所赐喜乐，领受真道啊，这有圣灵喜乐，所以虽然遇到大难，还能够领受真道啊。
In verse 6 it says, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Spirit.
很多人在信主前没有喜乐。
Many people before they believe in Christ do not have this joy.
信主后就有了这样的喜乐。
But after they come to believe, they have this joy.
使徒行传十六章。
In Acts chapter 16.
三十数节。
36.
使徒行传十六章三十数节。
Acts chapter 16 verse 34.
于是进主领了他们上自己的家里去，给他们摆上饭，他和全家因为信了神都很喜乐啊。这个进主全家信主啊，所以很喜乐。
Here it says that he believed in God with all his household, therefore he rejoiced.
一个心里常常有喜乐的人，
a person who has a constant joy in his heart,
他会老得很慢，
and then it will be it takes longer for him to grow old.
没有人不会老了。
No one can escape getting old.
如果你拿自己照顾的相片，
If you take your photos over the years,
十年前的相片跟十年后应当不一样。
10 years ago, your photo will look definitely different than 10 years after today.
如果你拿35年前的相片来看，你会说我曾经年轻过。
And if you take 30 years ago, photos of yourself 30 years ago, you can say, I was young.
那如果心里没有喜乐，常常有忧伤痛苦，老得更快。
But if you have no joy in your heart, you will realize that you will age faster.
假如一个人有五十岁，
if a person is 50 years old,
有人问他说，你有八十吗？
And then someone asks him or her, say, are you 80 years old?
他想哭出来。
I'm sure this person was about to cry.
如果有八十岁，有人问你有五十岁吗？
But if a person is 80 years old, and someone asks them and say, are you 50 years old?
一定很高兴。
And then he must be full of joy.
很多人都怕老了。
Because many people are afraid to get old.
希望永远保持年轻青春。
Everyone wants to stay young.
那信主人就是说，因为常常有喜乐，所以虽然也会老，但都不会老得太快。
And so for one who believes in the Lord, even though they will still age, but because they have the joy of the Lord, they actually will age slower.
去年我去医院身体检查。
Last year I went to the hospital for a physical.
护士看我的病历卡，知道我几岁。
And then the nurse looked at my registration and know how old I was.
他说你怎么保养的呀？
And so she asked me, how do I maintain such my health?
我说, 保养没有什么方法了, 心里有喜乐就不会老太快了。
I said, actually, I don't know how to maintain it, but as long as I realize I have joy in my heart, I will age slower.
我从信主以后啊, 就是心里常常有这样的喜乐跟平安。
After I come to believe in the Lord, that I realize this constant joy overfills my heart constantly.
因为不管有什么苦难, 什么挫折, 都有神主义在里面啊。
Because in whatever difficulties or bitterness I have in my life, I believe that God is amidst
it.
Among
it.
When you do not know why things are happening to you, after the things, difficulty has passed, and then in hindsight, you will realize why it happened. Just like Joseph when he was sold into the land of Egypt as a slave, you could not understand at the moment why. And then later on, he was also misunderstood and sent into prison. Yet, at the time, he did not understand why it was happening to him. Later on, he explained the dream for the king's Pharaoh's cupbearer. So he said to the cupbearer, 3 days after, you will be restored back to your position as the cupbearer for Pharaoh. And so speak kind words to the Pharaoh for me on my behalf. And tell the Pharaoh that I have no wrong. But the cupbearer forgot. And so only after 2 years, when Pharaoh himself had a dream, when Joseph thought to himself, perhaps cupbearer will help him to be released earlier, but yet he still had to wait 2 more years. He did not understand why.
如果两年前, 矫正向王说好话, 耶稣就可能得到特赦, 就不必坐牢。
Perhaps if the cupbearer did talk to Pharaoh 2 years right after his release, Joseph might have been released earlier.
可能得了自由身了, 可以回到故乡去了。
Maybe he will be a free man and can return back to his own country.
但因为两年后, 王做梦,
but it had to wait till 2 years after for Pharaoh to have his dream.
耶稣给他解梦。
And then Joseph explained the dream to Pharaoh, and he became prime minister of Egypt. It was only then when he looked back into this journey that he had walked. He realized that in every way, in step of the way, that God was leading his path. If he had not been sold into slavery and to Egypt, then how is it that he will become prime minister today?
如果他没有当宰相的机会，他的兄弟
If he had not become prime minister of Egypt, then his brothers and his father would have probably died of starvation and famine. And so a lot of problems and difficulties when we are encountering, we have a lot of questions and do not understand even though we do not know the will of God, but we must firmly believe that what we are encountering must have the will of God.
等到这个事情过去了,
it is only after this situation has passed, later on, that we may realize what is the will of God.
我说我信主经历,
as I said before, in my journey of faith, I have experienced God much. But in every situation I encountered, before I understood it, every time it was difficult. Of course, in the difficulty and suffering, there is comfort. And so I was still able to bear it. Everything that God has given to us for us to encounter, He give it to us so that we are able to bear it, not so that He purposely want to defeat us.
等到这个痛苦的经验过去了，接下来就有更大恩典。
It is after the suffering and the bitterness has passed that we receive a greater grace.
听说教会信徒因着信了主就充满喜乐，这个是主给的。 心灵上的喜乐跟平安。
And so the Thessalonian members here, after they come to believe in the Lord, they have received this joy.
台中教以前有一个信徒。
Taizong Church, there was a member.
他家里发生火烧。
And in his family, his house was burnt down.
消防车来, 虽然来打火, 但是还是没有办法挽救, 结果里面东西很多被烧毁了。
Even though the fire trucks came to quench the fire, but it was not able to save the house.
等到消防车走了以后,
and after the fire trucks left, and so he stood at the door of his house and he started laughing. And then his neighbor saw him laughing in front of the door, and so his neighbors thought this man had gone crazy. And so the neighbor patted on his shoulder and said, "Are you all right? Are you all right?" And so our member said, "I am very joyful." And so he asked, "What are you joyful about?" He said, "That my house is burnt down." But my family is safe. Money it can be earned.
人在就会赚钱, 人还在会再赚钱,
as long as people are still alive, we can earn more money.
所以我会苦了一阵子, 但慢慢我钱积起来, 以后还会有这样的东西, 房租里面东西烧掉, 房租外口还在嘛,
although the things inside the house is burnt down, but the house is still stands, and so it may be difficult to earn more money at first, but eventually I can.
不足我认真工作多几年钱，这些家具啊都可以买新的了。
Not long after, if I save some money, then I can refurnish my house again.
重要是全家平安。
But the main important thing is that my whole family is safe.
我因为这样而快乐。
And because of this, I am joyful.
邻居说你真的神经病。
And then his neighbor said, "You truly are crazy."
他不了解了,
and they could not understand.
为什么房子里面的东西烧毁还会快乐?
Why is it that you have lost your furniture inside your house and you are still joyful?
我们信主人遇到苦难就懂得怎么去正面思考。
And so we as Christians who have this joy, we know from every perspective, I have to look at it in a positive, correct attitude.
如果你做负面思考,
but if we look at it in a very negative or pessimistic,
家具被烧毁,
that, for example, my furniture in the house is burned,
你会伤心啊,
and then you will be sad.
如果你正面思考,
but then if you look at it optimistically,
人还在,
that thank God my life is preserved.
人在就会赚钱,
and as long as my life is preserved, I have earning power.
以后还可以买新的家具啊,
in the future, I can still work to make more money to refurnish the house.
很多的不如意的事情, 你往负面看想, 会痛苦, 你往正面思考, 你就多了快乐。
Many things in life, if we look at from a negative side of point of view, pessimistic side of point of view, we will be sorrowful. But if we look at from a positive side of view, we will be joyful.
圣经说, 凡事有神主意啊。
In the Bible, it says everything has the goodwill of God.
因为有神主意在里面, 所以我们不是无缘无故的受苦。
And because there is the goodwill of God, then we are not suffering in vain.
一定神有更大恩典要给我们去领受。
For God will have for you a greater grace that will come and follow.
他们患难中有许多是因为认为配为这个名受辱而喜乐。
And so here it says that they are joyful and rejoice because they are counted worthy to suffer.
使徒第五章,
Acts chapter 5,
四十节,
verse 40.
使徒行传第五章四十节,
Acts chapter 5, verse 40.
公会的人听从了他, 便叫使徒来, 把他们打了, 又吩咐他们不可奉耶稣的名讲道, 就把他们释放了。
41. And so here it says that the apostles, they were they were taken to the council for their preaching.
都被打,
and so they were beaten up.
然后离开这个公会,
and so when they depart from the presence of the council,
心里欢喜,
they were rejoicing.
为什么被打还要欢喜?
Why were they beaten and they were rejoicing?
他说,
They rejoiced that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name.
被算是被谁算呢?
And to be counted by who?
就被神算了。
Actually be counted by God.
神认为你信心可以经历这个考验。
That God counted that they were worthy that their faith can be tested to taste suffering.
因为神认为你信心可以经历这个考验, 才安排你遇到这个考验。
Because God recognized that their faith is strong enough to encounter this kind of suffering and tribulation.
果然遇到考验还可以喜乐。
And that so that they can encounter this tribulation and afterwards still be joyful.
为了做件事情喜乐,
and so because of this, they were joyful.
神给我们遇到的苦难, 都是看我们信心能承担多少苦难, 才给我们遇到这个苦难。
And so God gave us tribulation to test our faith, how much we can take, and so that we can bear this tribulation.
约伯两次受很大的试炼。
Job twice encountered a great tribulation.
第一次神对撒旦说,
First time that God permit Satan, that everything that he Job owns is in your hands. Only Job himself you cannot touch.
第一次的书念,孩子死掉,财产没有,
and so the first tribulation of Job was that he lost everything of his household, including his children. But his life, Job himself was preserved.
第二次神对撒旦说,
but the second tribulation,
约伯这个人也交给你,
that God permit Satan to touch Job as long as you cannot harm his life. And so the second tribulation, Job had boiled throughout his whole body. From the bottom of his feet to the top of his head, it was rotten. Only his mouth was still not rotten. Because if his mouth is rotten, he cannot speak. And so his three friends came to visit Job. And so for 7 days and night, they just sat there. They did not have any words to speak. Because they saw the tribulation of Job was too great to describe. They did not know what words of comfort to speak to Job. And so 7 days passed. And so they begin to speak. And so they begin to rebuke him. You must have sinned, Job. If you have not sinned, Job, then how is it that this great punishment came upon you? And so three friends of him continuously debate with Job. And so Job also was quite eloquent. That one person able to debate with his three friends. He also knows the words of God. And so the three friends later on gave up because they were not to be able to debate with Job. And so Elihu came at the end. And so when Elihu, the fourth person, spoke, that Job was quietly listening. Because Elihu was able to know more clearly the will of God. And so his words was important, so Job did not debate with Elihu, and he listened carefully. So I think to myself, if his mouth also had boils and it's rotten, then how can Job be able to speak? And so God understands that Job must have a lot to say.
有话要讲,不能讲,
so if he have a lot of words to say, but he is unable to say it, it is very painful.
好像有的中风,想讲话,
it's like someone who has stroke, wanted to communicate, but he is unable to communicate. Those kind of pain probably for hard for us to understand.
所以神的保留,你全都可以让,只有嘴唇保留下来,你才会讲话。
And so God probably have let Satan attack this whole body, but save his mouth so he can still talk. And so the tribulation God permit upon Job the second time is harsher than the first. Just like as we do weight training, we weight train by increasing the number of the weight that we have from 50 pounds, 60 pounds to 70 pounds and on.
如果一开始就给你很重,
if in the beginning you start weight training and immediately you take the heaviest weight, how can you lift it up?
由比较轻的开始,
so you start weight training by doing something that you can smoothly lift and then eventually build that up into something harder.
圣经说我们所遇的苦难都我们可以经得起的。
The Bible teaches us that the difficulties that we encounter, we are able to take upon.
哥林多前的第十章。
It is in 1 Corinthians.
十三节。哥林前书十章十三节。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13.
你们所遇见的试探，为数人所能受的，神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。在受试探时候，总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。啊，这里就说，我们所遇到的苦难试探，都是我们可以忍受的。
Here it says, no temptation has overtaken you except such is common to man.
在受试的时候，总给我们开一条路，叫我们能够脱离这个苦境。
That you will not be allowed to be tempted beyond what you are able, and God will make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it.
那么使徒们为了耶稣受逼，为了福音受逼迫。
And so the disciples, for the apostles, for the sake of Christ, were persecuted.
他们会有许多是因为被算数配为这个名受辱。
And so they were counted worthy to be able to suffer for the name of Christ.
就是你的信心可以承担这个逼迫。
And that is to say, their faith is strong enough to stand such a kind of persecution.
因为自己信心坚强，可以忍受逼迫而喜乐。
And so because they rejoice, because they faith has been tested, and they were still able to maintain their faith.
保罗建立天教会大概才有数个星期。
When Paul established some of these churches, only probably 4 weeks.
但信心都非常坚固。
But these churches, their faith was quite stable.
遇到逼迫还是要很欢喜领受这个真道。
And so when they suffer, they also still must rejoice because they have received the truth.
因为他们主的安慰，我们信心可以承担，所以神。
They comfort themselves that they are rejoiced because they accounted worthy to suffer, to be tested for their faith.
在马太五章十一节到十五节，耶稣在山上的宝训告诉当时的人。
In Matthew chapter 5, verse 11, that Jesus also spoke to the people at the mount.
他为义受逼迫有福气了。
And blessed is he who is persecuted for righteousness' sake.
因为里面已经先知也是这样受逼迫啊。
Because those who were before you, the prophets, also suffered in this manner.
所以受逼迫不是只有你而已的，别人都经历过了。
And so suffering persecution is not only you, but other people have suffered likewise.
然后说你们在天上享受的大的。
And they say, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
所以要欢喜。
And therefore, you need to rejoice.
为主受苦越多，将来的报偿更大。
To suffer more for Christ, our reward in heaven will be greater.
因为这样，我们受一点苦难也可以喜乐。
And so, to suffer a little, we can also rejoice.
假如道理不清楚，怎么会有这个信心呢？
And so if we are not clear with the truth, then how can we have this faith?
所以我们要常常读圣经，听聚会，听道理。
And that's why it's important for us to constantly read the word of God and to listen to sermons.
神的话是有生命。
Because the word of God has life.
神的话在我们里面因为有生命，扎根信心的根就更加的稳固。
And because the word of God has life, it will take root in our heart so that our faith will be more steady.
经历起任何苦难。
And is able to withstand any kind of tribulations.
更宝贵的是苦难中还有喜乐。
And what is even more precious that you will realize in your suffering, you will have this joy.
听了前书第一章六节下面谈到了，听了叫信徒效法传道人。
And on the second part of verse 6 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, it says to imitate the preachers.
看第六节。
Let's look back into verse 6.
下面说就效法我们，也效法了主啊！在苦难中效法传道，也效法主耶稣。
Here say you became followers of us and of the Lord.
啊，就是效法传道人为真道受逼迫这一回事。
To imitate the preachers who, for the sake of the gospel, suffer persecution.
看二章十四节。
Let's look into chapter 2, verse 14.
弟兄们，你们曾效法犹太中在基督耶稣里神的各教会，因为你们也受了本地人的苦害，像他们受了犹太人的苦害一样啊。这边就谈到了，听到教会当时为了福音受逼迫。
Here it says that at the time, the church in Thessalonica, for the sake of the gospel, suffered persecution.
就效法犹太宗在基督耶稣里神的各教会。
That you became imitators of the churches of God which are in Judea in Christ Jesus.
因为福音当时已经传遍了全耶路撒冷。
Because the gospel has been preached throughout Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷各教会的犹太人信徒也受逼迫啊。
And that likewise the Judeans in Jerusalem also suffer persecution.
所以天教会信徒效法他们也为基督忍受很多逼迫。
And so the church in Thessalonica also imitate these churches that they also suffer for their faith.
再看十五节。
Verse 15.
是犹太人杀了主耶稣和先知。又把我们赶出去，他们不能啊，他们不得神的喜悦，且与众人为敌啊。这里又谈到了犹太人逼迫传道人。
And here say the Judeans actually persecuted the preachers.
所以保罗才说，天主教会在逼迫当中效法传道人的榜样。
And so that's why Paul mentioned here that the church in Thessalonica imitate the suffering of the preachers.
那他不但是效法传道人忍受逼迫的榜样，又学习保罗的为人。
But not only to imitate the preachers, but also to imitate the characters of Paul.
看提摩太后书三章第七节。
Let's look into
提摩太后书三章第七节。
Let's look into 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 7.
你们自己研究到，应当怎样效法我们。因为我们在你们中间未尝不按规矩而行啊，这里谈到了保罗在信徒当中啊，未尝不按规矩而行。
Here it says, "For you yourself know how you ought to follow us, for we were not disorderly among you."
那保罗说，你们自己原来就知道应当怎样效我们。
He said, "You yourself know how you ought to follow us."
这里所说的啊。不未尝不按规矩而行，就讲什么呢
？So what does he mean here? For we were not disorderly among you.
因为当初信徒当中有人不按规矩而行。
Because during that time, there are some members who were not acting orderly.
就是不认真工作。
And that is to say that they were not working with diligently.
啊，没有工作就没有收入啊。
If they do not work, then they do not have to do not earn wages.
啊，没有收入怎么生活呢？
And when they do not have income, then how do they live?
到信徒家里受信徒的接待。
And so they go into other members' house to receive hospitality from others.
今天住一家，明天那一家。
And so today they will visit one house, and then tomorrow they go to another member's house.
绕一圈过了几天了。
And so just continue to live day by day.
这个就没有按照规矩。
And this is not considered as orderly conduct.
那保罗未尝不按规矩行，就是他殷勤做工赚工钱的为主自己生活。
And so when Paul said we were not disorderly among you, means that he also earned his own wages in order to live.
他说，提摩太叫信徒看见保罗这样做，所以就效法他们，效法保罗啊，殷勤工作了。
And so when the members in Thessalonica see how Paul did this, so they also imitated how.What Paul did.
我们可以看几节圣经做参考啊。
Let's look into a few passages for a reference.
听了前书，后书啊，后书三章。
In chapter Second Thessalonians chapter 3,
第十五节
verse 10.
我们在你们那里的时候，曾宽恕你们说，若有人不肯做工，就不可吃饭。十一节
11.
因为我们听说在你们中间有人不按规矩而行。什么工都不做，反管闲事。第十三节，
13,
第十二节，十二节。
Verse 12。
我们奉主耶稣基督吩咐劝诫这样的人，要安静做工，吃自己的饭。啊，这里说，当时的信徒有人不做工，专管闲事。
Here it says there are those in that time that will not work and are just busybodies.
因为不做工。闲得无聊啊
！And because they are not working, so they have many things to just do.
就管这个管那个了。
So they are become busybodies of ordering to
给信徒增加很多困扰。
And actually gives many problems for other members.
保罗说，这就是没有按照规矩行了。
And so he says these are those who are not walking in a are in a disorderly manner.
有人不肯做工啊，就不要出汗。
He said, "If anyone will not work, neither shall he eat."
这里做工不是讲做圣工，是讲 日常的工作啊，有工作有收入，就出自己换咯。
Here, this work pertains not to holy work, but to the regular work in which one earns income for daily living.
那你没有工，没有工作，懒惰，不是书记工作了，懒惰不做了，懒惰不做，没有收入。就是不按规矩行。
It is not that they were fired, they were unemployed, but that they were willing not to go work, and so they had many free time.
所以保罗才说，懒惰不做工的不可以吃饭的。
That these people are lazy who do not want to work, and so they shall not eat.
十五节说要把这种人，要这样的人、啊、安静做工、啊、出自己饭，就是要认真工作 来赚钱、啊、
And so verse 12 Paul says that these are people that should work in quietness and eat their own bread.
那为什么这些人难道不做工呢？
And why are these people so lazy that they do not want to work?
第天主后书二章前面有谈到
In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 it was mentioned.
有人说耶稣要来了。
Some people say that Jesus is coming.
那么这些人有好的借口了。
And so these people therefore have a good excuse.
耶稣要来赚钱做什么？
Jesus is coming, therefore why should I go and work?
耶稣来钞票都烧掉了。
If Jesus comes, all my stock or my money will be burned up.
什么都没有了。
Everything will be destroyed anyway.
赚那些钱做什么？
And what's the use of going to labor hard to earn that money?
以前谈总会公园路要盖会堂时候，公园路的总会要盖的时候。
Previously, before when Taiwan GA is building the new GA,
有一个长老去向一个有钱的弟信徒啊募捐
and one elder went to this wealthy brother to solicit some donations.
因为他有钱的奉献很容易啊
because he is very wealthy, so it should be easy for him to donate.
那个有钱人说，会堂不必盖太大了。
And then the rich, the wealthy brother said, the church need not to be built too large.
能聚会就好了。
As long as we are able to have service.
盖太大浪费太多钱了。
He said, if we build too big, then spend too much money, it's a waste of money.
耶稣快来了。
He said, Jesus is coming soon.
耶稣来什么都烧掉了。
He said, Jesus comes, everything will be burned up.
你会堂盖很漂亮，耶稣烧掉啊。
That if you build a beautiful church, a chapel, it will still be burned up eventually.
这个长老就告诉他。
And so this elder responded.
耶稣来不但会堂烧掉，你的钞票也烧掉。
He said, when Jesus comes, not only will church will be built, burned up, but your own money and everything you own will be burned up.
那耶稣不就明天就来嘛。
And Jesus is not coming just tomorrow.
所以盖好还可以聚会一段时间呢。
So as long as we built this chapel, you can still have some time to worship.
有利用价值啊。
And it still has its value to be used.
那你钱所做，耶稣来什么都烧掉，那没有利用价值啊。
But if you secure only your money in the bank and then Jesus comes, it still get burned up.
钱要用才有利用价值。
The money needs to be spent to be used in order to be considered value.
钱不用是看看而已，没有利用价值。
If a money just stays there, it's only to be seen, it has no value.
那奉献钱来盖会堂，给大家聚会，这个是神所喜欢的呀。
But to make offering to have the church of God to be built, this is pleasing to God.
钱的利用价值提升了。
Because the value of this money will be increased.
那当时的天教信徒就有这种想法。
And so during that time, members in Thessalonica
耶稣要来
also that thinking that Jesus is coming.
不想做工
and therefore I need not to work.
不想做工没有收入
and when I need not to work, I do not have income.
就到信徒家里受接待啊
and so they went to other members to have to be to receive hospitality.
增加信徒的困扰
and so increase the burden on other members.
所以保罗一开始就不让教会增加麻烦。
And so in the beginning, since the beginning, Paul did not want to give this burden to the church.
自己做工赚工钱维持生活。
And so he said as an example, he went and worked for himself and earned the money.
他说免得叫你们一个人受累，就是不要加添你们的负担了。
And so he did not want to burden any of the members of the church.
现在我们再看到保罗对当时的信徒有一种期待。
And so let us look next into the expectations that Paul of has of the members.
这个期待就是希望信徒能够效法他们所作所传道人所作所为。
And that is to be imitators of the preachers.
腓立比第三章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3.
十七节。腓立比三章十七节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 17.
弟兄们，你们要一同效法我，也当留意看那些照我们榜样行的人、啊、 这里保罗对腓立比信徒说，
Here Paul says to the members in Philippi,
要效法保罗。
I say, join in following my example.
也要留意看那些效法保罗榜样去行的人。
And know those who so walk as you have us for a pattern.
就是说效保罗行的人一定有神给他很多福气恩典啊。
And so these people who follow in his example, God must have blessed them with some grace.
你看他们所行，有看他们得到了神的报赏，你就有信心啊，要学传道人的榜样，做得更好。
You know those who have so walked, and so they have received the grace of God, and so you likewise would want to walk in the same pattern.
啊，保罗因为有很多的好的榜样，所以才可以告诉信徒学我们，然后观察照我们行的人怎么行，有什么样的结果。
And so Paul must have many good examples. Therefore, he tells the members to follow in his example, because in his example, he also have received much grace from God, which are the results of following the example.
第三段谈到天主教会信徒信心的榜样。
And so in the third section, it talks about the examples of the members in Thessalonica.
这个是一章第七节。
And it is recorded in chapter 1, verse 7.
甚至你们做了马其顿和亚该亚所有信主诸人的榜样。这天主教会信徒是可以做马其顿亚该亚人的榜样。
So you became examples to all Macedonia and Achaia who believe.
马其顿有三个教会。
Macedonia was mentioned three churches.
一个是腓立比教会。
And one was Philippi.
记在使徒书六章。
In Acts chapter 16.
第二个帖撒教会。
Second was the church in Thessalonica.
使徒书七章。
In Acts chapter 17.
第三个教会是比利亚教会。
And the third was the church in Berea.
也是使徒书七章。
Also in Acts chapter 17.
亚该亚有两个教会。
And Achaia has two churches.
第一个是哥林多教会。
And one was Church of Corinth.
记在使徒书八章。
In Acts chapter 18.
第二个是坚哥里教会。坚哥里。
And the second is
在罗马书十六章一节那边有一个坚哥里教会。
In Acts chapter 16, there is a Chalcia a church.
那天主教会他们的信仰的表现呢，可以做当时各地教会的榜样。
And so these has become examples to all.
那到底是什么榜样呢？
So what kind of example is he talking about?
我们看第八节。
Let's look into verse 8.
因为主的道从你们那里已经传扬出来，你们向神的信心不但在马其顿和亚该亚，就是在各处也都传开了，所以不用我们说什么话啊。这边都谈到了。他们的信心的表现在马其顿、亚盖亚各地方都传开了。
Here it says the faith is known through Macedonia and Achaia.
这个信心的榜样是会传出去的。
And so this example of faith is able to be preached.
它没有空间限制。
It is not limited by a space.
所以说，他们的福音传开了这个。马其顿众教会、亚盖众教会都知道。
And so it says the word of the Lord has sounded forth in the Macedonian Achaia.
这个也是超越时间的。
And this is also beyond control of time.
2000年前天主教信徒的榜样记在圣经。
And so 2000 years ago, their examples of their faith is recorded in the Bible.
我们现在可以看到。可以从圣经看见他们当时信心情况。
And so today we read the Bible, we can see the examples of their faith.
所以信心的榜样也没有受时间限制，一直传下来。
And so the examples of faith is not limited by time or space; it can continuously be spread.
看罗马，看希伯来书十二章。
Let's look into Hebrews chapter 12.
第一节，希伯来十二章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。这里说，我们有这么多见证人，就是希伯来书一章所谈的那么多的信心的见证人。 好像云彩围着我们啊，对我们一个鼓励了。
He said, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, these cloud of witnesses are the example mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书一章所谈到很多信心见证人，都是旧约时代的人呢。
And in Hebrews chapter 11, it talks about many examples of faith of those saints in the Old Testament.
那新约时代的信徒看听说旧约时代选民有这么多好的信心的榜样，他们得到鼓励了。
And so these New Testament members now heard of the wonderful example set by the Old Testament saints, and so they were encouraged.
所以信心好的榜样也会没有时间限制，一代代传下来。
And so the good examples of faith is not limited by time or space, and can continually be passed.
神给我们自由。
And so God has given us freedom.
要做什么都可以。
Whatever we want to walk, we can do.
但是神给的自由是有限制的。
But God, the freedom that God has given to people also have its limitations.
没有限制自由是放纵乱来不算自由。
Because a freedom without some limitation becomes, becomes chaos and would be harmful.
好像国家给国民有自由。
Just like a country gives to its citizens the freedom.
但它有法律的限制啊。
But it's also still bounded by laws and regulations.
遵守法律限制的自由才是真正自由。
It's the freedom under that law and regulation is what's called a true liberty.
违背法律的自由是自己的自由，但影响别人自由。
But one who goes outside the scope of the law and regulation, that freedom becomes only his selfish freedom and may be hurtful for other people.
那不是真正自由。
So it is not considered as true freedom.
所以圣经才说,
so that's why the Bible says,
我们要做什么都可以,
so that whatever we do, we can go and do
it. 但
不
都有益处,
but not everything may be edifying for us.
也不都造就人,
and not everything is edifying to others.
考虑我们自己的行为对别人的影响。
And so we must consider how our conduct can impact that of others.
圣经里面有两个人物。
In the Bible, there are two characters.
一个是亚当,
and one was Adam.
一个是基督,
and one is Christ.
这两个人所选择的行为对教对这个人类的历史有长远的影响。
And the decisions that these two characters have chosen have great impact throughout history of mankind.
而且影响全世界的人。
And it has influenced mankind throughout time.
就是没有时间空间限制啊。
That is without the boundary of time and space.
看罗马书第五章。
Let's look into Romans chapter 5.
十九节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 19.
罗马书的第五章。十九节。
Romans chapter 5, verse 19.
因一人的悖逆，众人成为罪人；照样，因一人的顺从，众人也成为义。这里谈到一人悖逆是亚当悖逆啊。
And here's the one man's disobedience in reference to Adam.
众人成为罪人，是亚当把罪带到世界来。
For Adam had brought through his sin brought many were all sinners.
一人顺从主，也就顺从神，主一定十字架。
And by one man's obedience, many will be made righteous. That's referring to Christ.
成为义术，信耶稣被称义。
And through Christ, that we are redeemed as righteous.
亚当跟基督就历史上曾经出现过的人物。
And so Adam and Christ were people who existed in history.
对人的影响太大。
And they have great influence upon the history of mankind.
没有时间限制，也没有空间限制。
Their impact was not bound by time nor space.
所以我们不管要做什么，考虑这个后果是什么。
And so whatever things we do, we must always consider the end result.
会被影响到别人。
How will it impact or influence others?
会被影响到以后的这个世界。
Will it influence the generations after?
希腊的哲学鼻祖就是苏格拉底。
Socrates, a philosopher of Greece,
他是公元前四六九到三九九年的年的人啊。
And he was existed in 339 AD.
因为他的思想、他的言论抵触了当时的主政者，他的言论思想抵触。那时候的主政官、主政者
because of a famous philosophy, it impacted culture and his surrounding, the people of his time.
So 背叛属性
And so he actually went against the concept of the time, and so he was punished, had a death sentence.
他的学生到监牢去，要救他脱离这个监牢。
And so his students broke into jail trying to help Socrates, to free Socrates.
他留下一句话很有名。
But then he left a word with his students.
他的法律可以孤我。
He says the law can
孤我，无缘无故的教授伤害。
Can accuse me, although I am innocent.
我不可以辜负法律。
But then I cannot return that same manner back to the law.
我没有罪。
Even though I am innocent,
法律判我有罪,
but the law judged me as guilty.
法律孤我,
and therefore, the law accused me.
我如果逃逸了,
but if I run away and escape,
是我辜负了法律,
then I have done just like the law have accused me innocent. And therefore, I myself would have set as a bad example to society.
以后大家可以学我，可以逃逸啊。
Other people can then learn from me in the future and run away from, escape from prison. And because I go against the law in this manner, then it will impact society. So for him to escape from prison, he did not want to.
毒药拿起来喝干,
and so he took the poison, and so he drank it. And so his students just stood by next to him and watched.
死掉了。
And so he died. And this is Socrates. If he run away and escape, then he will not be known as Socrates. And so this great man, his conduct, is what he have decided. And so it enables many people to see the values and the principles of one of a person. Even though he was not guilty, but he was condemned to death, but not because of this, that he used his innocence to return the favor. But he received what was the judgment that was given to him.
无缘无故地失去他的生命。
And so with though he was innocent, that he offered his life.
但对后世人, 这个是最好的教育方式。
But for those generations after, this was a good teaching for them.
我们做个守法的人。
So we who obey the law,
圣经也说我们要为基督缘故, 所人的
The Bible also teaches us, though we are in Christ, but we need to also submit to the laws and regulations of the world.
看彼得前书,
Let's look into 1 Peter.
彼得前书,
1 Peter.
第二章,
Chapter 2.
十三节,
Verse 13.
彼得前书第二章十三节, 你们为主的缘故，要顺从人一切诸度，或是在上的君王，十六节，或是君王所派华恶赏善的臣宰。这里谈到了我们顺服人诸度啦，或是君王，这个是为主的缘故啊。
He says, submit yourself to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake.
为主缘故是一个原则了。
And so for the Lord's sake, there is a principle.
如果君王的命令或是社会的制度跟信仰没有抵触。
If the king's command or that of the law of the land is not conflicting with the faith.
为主缘故要遵守。
And so for the Lord's sake, you are to submit to its ordinance.
让社会群众了解基督徒是守法的。
And so let society be aware that Christians also abide by the law.
不是乱来的。
It is not a Christians are a group that goes against the law.
但如果社会的制度,
but if the ordinance of society,
或者主政者的命令,
or that the rule of law by the king or the governors conflicts directly with the doctrines of the faith,
要不遵守,
then we need not to submit ourselves. Because if you obey by that ordinance, then it is not for the Lord's sake. So for the Lord's sake, then you will not submit to that ordinance. And so we have the authority to decide and to choose. Because the ordinance of man of society cannot surpass the supreme law of God. Daniel's three friends, because they do not want to bow down to the idols to worship. And that is for the Lord's sake.
他说我们不会拜你的偶像了。
They say that we will not bow down to your idol. For the Lord will protect us.
就算神不保护,
even if the Lord does not protect us, this is where our life will end. But we will never bow down to your idol.
就为主缘故抗命。
And so this is for the Lord's sake that they went against the king's command.
所以当有一天政府的政策或者主政者的命令跟我们的信仰抵触时候，
So if one day the law of the land goes against the faith, our faith,
为主缘故不服从。
And so for the Lord's sake, we will not abide by it.
那我们就两个选择了。
And then you have two choices.
第一个选择,
the first choice,
办移民。
Immigrate to another country.
他管不到你了。
Because then you do not have to abide by that law.
另一个国家就不同嘛, 不一样。
Because the law of another country may be different.
第一个选择呢?
And what is the second?
你没办移民。
So first is to do immigrate to another country. The second is that if you do not migrate, then you will be persecuted with the law of the land.
过去台湾有一个书籍叫白色恐怖书籍，白色恐怖，台湾啊，白色恐怖的书籍。
Previously in Taiwan, there is the white
白色恐怖。
White terrorist?
好，那他不懂啊。好，没关系。我问过很多台湾的青年，什么叫白色恐怖？他不懂。
I asked a lot of youth in Taiwan. They don't know what that is either.
我说医院里面人死机不都盖白布吗？
I said people who die in the hospital, isn't it that they are covered by a white blanket?
美国死人都盖白布嘛。
In America, people die, they're also covered by white
blanket. 所以白布恐怖就是死人死去的生命的这个恐威胁的。
And so to be covered by white blanket is to be under the terror of death.
过去台湾有个俗语啊，有这样的这个俗语啊。
And so previously in Taiwan, there is
很多精英，包括医生、大学教授，
and including the doctors and scholars of schools,
逃到美国来。
They came to America.
因为讲话不自由。
Because they do not have the freedom of speech.
常常半夜挤不住到你门口。
And so in the midnight, they would take the taxi
to
your door.
有话说。 上面有话说。 上面有话说。
And say,
上面。
The government has some.
就被带走了。
Have some say, and so they were taken away.
说什么话不知道。
So what they say, they do not know.
说几十年没有说完。
And so,
话说几天没有说完。
They have not even finished what they said.
人也不见了。
But they disappeared.
去哪里谁都不知道。
Where they went, people do not know.
连尸体都没有。
Even people cannot find their body.
以前日本管台湾的时候也是很严。
Actually, when Taiwan was under Japanese rule, it was also very serious.
思想有问题可能被判无期徒刑。
Also, if your concept is different from the government, then that you can also be condemned to death. But they go through the court system. And they also ask the family members to go retrieve the corpse. But during this time of the white blanket terrorism, that there is no, they do not go through the court system. They do not come to tell the family to take away their family member's corpse. And so that time has passed. And during that time, those people who migrated are those who are against the government.
And
because the concept, they do not want to submit their thoughts to the government. And so if we are for the Lord's sake.
为主缘故, 如果政府的法令跟信仰没有抵触, 为主缘故要服从啊。
And so if for the Lord's sake, if the law of the land does not conflict with our faith, then for the Lord's sake, we are to submit to that law.
如果发生抵触不服从,
but if it is against the faith, then we do not submit.
那就是移民, 不能留下说 people。
Then we are to either find a way to move to another place, or to suffer the persecution.
因为我们说法律也是有原则啊。
Because we also have a principle when we obey the law.
And,
but the main principle that we hold on is for the Lord's
sake.
Because God is the master of all universe.
And
so his commands supersede any law of the land or the
kings. And
throughout history, we see that people have lost their lives to go against certain laws of the land.
And
it is for the Lord's
sake. And
so we will stop here. Let's bow our hands, pray in silence.
Amen.